California governor signs 10 bills targeting retail theft. California now has 10 new retail theft laws after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a legislative package August 16 at a Home Depot in San Jose. After months of negotiations, the bills were recently passed by the legislature after lawmakers prioritized public safety legislation meant to address retail theft. Some lawmakers, law enforcement officials, and prosecutors have suggested a correlation exists between fentanyl, drug addiction, and retail theft crimes, a fact the governor noted is a focal point for future legislative actions. "We just signed 10 bills, and the legislature has done a lot to address underlying issues," Newsom said in response to a question from the Epoch Times. "But a lot more work needs to be done. Some fentanyl-related bills that would strengthen penalties for wholesale distribution are currently under consideration by the legislature. There are subsequent bills that I look forward to landing on my desk, and I look forward to signing," Newsom said, without elaborating on the measures. The leader of the state Senate said lawmakers are aware of a need to further address public safety concerns and are working to bring more solutions to the table before the legislative session ends August 31. "Look, we have more work to do, and we're very focused on public safety," Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire told the Epoch Times after the press conference. "I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to see additional progress made in the next couple of weeks." Two of the new laws, Senate Bills 982 and 905, deal with aggregation, which allows prosecutors to combine the value of stolen property from separate incidents if the total would cross the state's $950 threshold for felony charges. Assembly Bill 2943 allows law enforcement officers to arrest shoplifters even if they didn't witness the crime and strengthens penalties for petty theft, allowing 2 years of probation instead of one, and organized retail theft now punishable by up to 3 years in jail. Retailers will also be able to issue restraining orders on shoplifters that prohibit those convicted of organized retail theft from entering stores for up to 2 years. Five of the bills focus on organized retail theft. One makes prosecuting criminals easier, another orders sentencing enhancements for those responsible for reselling property. Sunset dates previously established for the crime of organized theft and the state's Regional Property Crimes Task Force are eliminated by another measure, Assembly Bill 1802. Thieves who commit arson while stealing from stores will also face stiffer penalties with the signing of Senate Bill 1242. Looking to curtail the sale of stolen items online, Senate Bill 1144 requires online platforms like eBay, among others, to collect identification data for high-volume sellers. Assembly Bill 1972, authored by Assemblyman Juan Alanis to add cargo theft to the list of crimes targeted by the task force, includes an urgency clause, which means the law became effective when signed. "I was the only one that wouldn't take it out," Alanis told the Epoch Times after the event. "I got to watch it take effect today." The other bills briefly contained the same clause, along with inoperability clauses that would have rescinded them if Proposition 36, a ballot initiative which strengthens penalties for some repeat drug and theft offenses, is ultimately approved by voters in November, but the clauses were removed after votes failed to materialize in June. The Organized Retail Crime Task Force has seized more than $45 million worth of stolen goods over the past 6 years since it was established. Law enforcement officials said the new laws will help. "When you have the support of the governor signing bills to keep on adding to the layers of enforcement, as well as support and coordination, that's going to enhance what we do," California Highway Patrol Captain Christian Oliver told the Epoch Times after the bills were signed. Retail theft often involves other crimes, including narcotic sales and usage, stolen vehicles, and the use of weapons, according to the CHP. "A lot of times you find this associated conduct coming with it," CHP Sergeant Manny Navarez told the Epoch Times. "That's how we are putting some of these cases, by bridging the gap and bringing all of these crimes together as one big conspiracy." The state senator representing the district where the bill signing was held said the new laws mark significant progress. "It is a big step forward," Senator Dave Cortese told the Epoch Times after the press conference. Anytime you do a package of bills, it's a big deal. He said by splitting the ideas into several bills, adjustments can be made to fine-tune the law without jeopardizing other elements. It's a good way to do things because each bill stands on its own, Cortese said. A representative for retail businesses said the new laws will greatly benefit store owners across the state. It's huge, Rachel Michelin, president and CEO of the California Retailers Association, told the Epoch Times after the event. It tackles so many issues that we've been working on. She said that more work remains to be done, but many businesses are happy about the progress made. Many of our members are thrilled to see this day, Michelin said. It took a while, but it finally happened. One San Jose local who was in the store as Newsom was signing the bills said she appreciates the efforts to stop retail theft, as she's witnessed the impact on small businesses. The risk is not strong enough to prevent thieves from taking stuff and running away, Maricela Lechuga told the Epoch Times. Hopefully, with higher consequences, they'll think twice or three times before stealing. She said some businesses in the area are keeping their doors locked during the day because theft is so prevalent. It has been frustrating for years to see that, Lechuga said.